Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week, we're talking with Mike McCormick, the founder and co-owner of Whistling Swan Productions in Anchorage.
My dad lived in Alaska in the 1940s, and so I grew up with stories about Alaska. He lived all over the place, Nome, Adak, Big Delta, Kodiak. So when I got out of college, I really loved wilderness. I liked hiking, so I wanted to come to Alaska. When I got to Alaska, I missed the music and I missed the Red Sox. Couldn't do much about the Red Sox, but I could do something about the music. We actually started doing, my wife and I, Katie, we actually started doing concerts in Alaska in 1987. And then it became formally Whistling Swan in 1994. Really excited about the shows we have all year, especially an early October show with John Sebastian, who was the first person I ever saw in concert when he was with the Lemon Spoonful. I saw him in late July, early August 1966, about a week before, or maybe even days before, the Summer in the City became the number one song in the nation. The basic thing that drives us is we bring music that we love here, and that's the basic thing, and we just have to trust that other people out there love it. There's nothing magical about it. It's a lot of hard work, and there's sometimes luck. Sometimes the tickets sell so fast you can't even believe it, and then sometimes you're begging just for one or two people to buy a ticket. You're just hoping to have a critical mass so the artist isn't embarrassed. People make a difference. Somebody builds a Vagabond Blues. What a difference that has made one person's action in that community. Leaders decide to open up the Alaska Performing Arts Center. That contributes. All these things contribute. All these little pieces of people contributing to the puzzle.
Mike McCormick is co-owner of Whistling Swan Productions in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every person in Alaska on the radio. And we want to hear from you. If you want to share your story, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org.